Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo. We just love to watch, and also the McBee dynasty, which is what is today. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me, as usual, is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam. Ronnie, how are you?
Good. How's it going?
Everything's going well. I feel like something that we have not really mentioned lately, but we should, is that both of us are going to be in conversation with other people next week or so, because you are going on a boat ride of sorts, right, with Hannah and...
Yeah, I'm doing a dinner cruise with Hannah and Daisy from Below Deck in San Francisco on August 23rd with City Cruises, and you can get information on that and link in bio at either Daisy or Hannah's Instagram. And that's fun. It's selling really well. It should be a really fun night. I've done one with Sheena and Zach and Hannah, and that one was in San Diego. It was so much fun. Everybody just comes and has dinners and drinks, and then we do a little panel and party with people.
Yeah, it sounds like a great time. So if you're in the Bay Area, definitely go check that out. If you're in the Bay Area or back down, and if you are back down, if you're in the LA area that very same night, I too shall be in conversation with someone. I will be in conversation with Martin Sorge, who won one of the great American Baking Show seasons. And I've been invited to have a conversation with him, courtesy of Now Serving, which is a local and wonderful cookbook shop here in LA. And so it's going to be Sunday, August 23rd at 5 p.m. at Friends and Family in East Hollywood, which is a great, great bakery, coffee shop, et cetera. They just do such good things. So come join us. I think it'll be really fun. He has a new cookbook out called Great Bakes. This is not a commercial. This is just making sure people are there. So definitely go check that out. To find links to that event, I should put it up on my IG. I'll have it up later, but in the meantime, you just literally search for Martin Sorge, Now Serving, Ben Mandel. Look for Now Serving, the cookbook shop, and then they'll have their events calendar on their website. But come join. We're going to talk about baking, and that's super fun.
How wild. We're doing that the same night.
Isn't that funny how that worked out? Same exact night. So
Well, that's going to be a good time. So we'll see you in both of those respective places. Okay. Yes. Today is McBee Dynasty, almost the season finale. We're almost there. I say on a lot of shows on Bravo that we cover, we don't need this long of a season. This isn't even that long. It's only episode 9. It's time to end it. When your whole episode is about taking a fucking pregnancy test, nobody is shocked that you're pregnant again. Okay. Let alone you. Why are you acting shocked? Nobody in the world is shocked that you're pregnant again. Congratulations. Do it over there. It doesn't need to be half an episode. You just had a baby. You're getting pregnant. Is somebody going to get married? Or is somebody else going to get married? You all need to get some hobbies. There are just other things in life.
I don't even want to know what their hobbies would be. We already got a glimpse into it, which is inseminating cows. But they almost timed this perfectly because they had their baby on Friday, this past Friday. Their baby's name is Tate. So they got Tate and Blair. They're like, we don't want extra syllables.
This is going to be one of the... Well, they have a one-syllable other baby too, Blair.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what is Blair short for? Blairzabeth? Blairella?
That's it. Blair Underwood.
Blair Underwood. Oh, don't you dare. Now that's a great Blair. Blair Underwood. Oh, the best.
Well, this bird's pretty cute too, you know?
Jury's
out. They have cute kids and stuff. It's just like, I don't know. It's like, do I need a notification every time another cookie comes out of the Tate Cookie Factory? No, they're popping out cookies all the time. It's not news. Like, we know. When she said, I might be pregnant, I said, you are. What else is going on? Who is Galena going to beat up today? That's all I care about. Okay.
The show is just dreadful. Let's be honest. It's dreadful. It's a terrible, terrible, boring show. And you could have made an argument... you could have made an argument last year, like, no, Ben, like, that's hilarious. Like, Galena Galena's attacking chickens. Look, and Galena did this, and look at what Masha did. And oh my God, look, that Galena drove off the side of the road. Like, you could make an argument that there's some actually like fabulous campy things that I'm just being too close-minded to appreciate. But you honestly, you cannot tell me something's happening on this season. Do you realize this entire season has been about packaging beef fat, and now it's about harvesting tiny cows? Like, in some ways I would like that. But this show, it's just a show about stale air, and I'm done with it.
Yeah. Well, and now tiny awful. Cows, like you said, the little tiny puppy mill. They're going to have like a McBee puppy mill, but with tiny little fluffy cows. And I don't trust them. Who trusts them? Don't we have enough problems with like puppy mills and illegal breeding and stuff like that without the McBees getting into it? Do you really want a baby fluffy cow? It's probably going to have a limp and then it's going to get repossessed. You all know it is. Stop it. If you guys are even on this website looking at these stupid tiny cows, stop it. Because they're probably hunting them. They're probably breeding them for hunting anyway. They're going to be like, buy these tiny cows and then make them run. That's what they do. Just get drunk and run after them with guns and shit. I don't know. I don't trust this family.
These idiots, they'll probably accidentally swap Tate and the cow at birth. And then Casey and Cole are going to raise a little Highland cow. And they're like, well, you know, Tate's just a little hairy, but we love her anyway. And it's like, it's a cow. You swapped your baby at birth. Don't you realize?
They'll just never know. The baby comes out. They've just put a tallow sticker on its head and put it on the conveyor belt. They've got a bottle in a baby cow's mouth.
We're concerned because Tate hasn't talked yet. Because it's a cow. You have a cow. There's a baby in the corner.
It would have as much charisma and energy as half of this cast, at least. It is shocking that they put some of these people on TV. It's literally Casey, like, staring kind of zoned out at the camera, like, well, uh-oh, I might have a secret. I might be having another baby. Are the cameramen even there? Someone needs to snap their fingers in front of her face or get a clacker or something, you know? Like, scene, clack. We're on.
Just a wooden spoon, just to make sure she's awake in there. Hello.
I wonder how many hours they have of just Casey staring at a screen while we hear.
How many times has Casey poured fish food on her computer in order to feed her screensaver? I mean, like.
How many times has Cole tried to, like, spear one of the fish, you know, on the screen?
We're eating good tonight. Can we bring those screensavers back? As much as I love an abstract, like, swirly thing, I miss the days of fish. I want a fish screensaver, and I want flying toasters again, okay? And if you don't understand the reference, that means you're very young. But for those
flying
of us,
flying toasters is really classic.
Flying toasters was great.
Yeah, but don't we still have fish? I want to look now at screensavers, but I'm afraid of lifting my computer out while we're doing this. But I feel like there are fish. The Apple, you know, I use an Apple computer, and so the stupid choice is they're like, we have a 90,000 gigabyte picture and it's gorgeous, and we took it in the middle of India at exactly 5:01 a.m. at the perfect, and it's gorgeous and everything, but I would rather a fish.
I'm looking right now. My options are I've got landscape, so I can look right now. I have Tahoe Day, and it's basically, it is like just the default, and it's I can't tell, because it's, you know what they do now is they now have your wallpaper become your screensaver, because like your wallpaper is just like a landscape that subtly moves. And then when it goes into screensaver mode, it just becomes that fully. And so there's like Sequoia Sunrise or Goa Beaches. That's the India one for you. Tea Gardens from above, California's Tumbler Range, Redwoods from above, Grand Canyon River Valley. Look, Los Angeles Overpass. Where the fuck are the fish? I want fish, and I don't want real fish. Okay, they actually do have, there's a dolphin pod, there's jellies. That's fine. I want cartoon fish. I want it to look like a fish tank. I don't want to have video footage of scuba divers.
Yeah. Well, you know, the important thing is to have goals. And in the case of this family, they do. We are going to save this family with miniature fluffy cows.
I mean,
I've been working on it for years. I came up with this idea years ago, and we're going to do it. We're going to save this farm.
Every week, you're going to save the farm with some new bullshit thing. And now, truly, you're not only bringing other live things into it. I don't know why it disgusts me. I mean, it's a farm. Of course, they have cows and stuff. I get it. But, like, dabbling in the miniatures and then saying we're going to inseminate all our other cows with these embryos, I don't know. Like, we're... there should be some choice in this. And I know cows can't talk, but at some point they need to unionize or something, because this is bullshit.
At this point, I can't tell if we're talking about cattle insemination or Bravo programming, because honestly, we need some better choices. We need to have a say in this. Take this show off the air. I think what's frustrating is that we have to sit through, like, another season of them complaining that, like, Daddy's farm is going to go. What? We're going to lose Daddy's farm. What's going to happen with Daddy? We're going to have to close the car wash soon. We lost HQ. We can't have any more Christmas dinners every single week anymore over in HQ anymore. This was Daddy's dream to have an HQ. It's like, oh, no, the farm is dying. Oh, no. And it's like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to sell miniature cows, and that's going to save our massive multi-million dollar enterprise that we have going here. It's like, why are you wasting our time with this? Why? The cows are cute, but also, like, I think, you know, you're talking about, like, it's, you're sort of suggesting there's, like, a lot of cruelty on display, you know, like inseminating cows, doing embryo transfers. No, the cruelty is that these little baby cows are going to have to sit there and get their hair blown out by Allie and Casey. Okay, that's just not right.
Well, that's part of it too. But I mean, you're putting all these cows you didn't ask for, you're just inseminating them with these toys that you want to sell. Start inseminating yourselves. You guys carry them if it's so fucking important to you.
Can you inseminate yourselves with brain cells? Is that possible? That would help. Let's get into it.
Could use some, that's for sure.
I know. All right, so mine are gone. Between the lead plate and this show, I've lost a lot of brain cells.
McVee Dynasty, Season 3, Episode 9, Banks, Babies, and Bad Blood. So we start at Jesse and Allie's big city home. And
wait, did you hear that? This is the sound of the subway going by. Okay, go continue.
You just hear.
It's like a Jetsons car.
I don't know what it is. Like, Kansas City is a legitimate city. I'm not saying it's not. There's just something about the way they keep saying, I'm going to the city house, that, like, you just would think that it's like the opening credits of The Nanny or something like that. Like, it's just like another generic house. It looks just the same as the house that's up at the farm.
Well, you know, I mean, it started because she was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, and then her boyfriend kicked her out one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? What was she to say? Out on her fanny?
Over Flushing, the bridge, Queens.
To, Flushing, over the Queens. Bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door. Na, 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 na. Damn it, I don't remember that whole thing.
It's a shame they never did a Nanny, Mr. Belvedere crossover. You know, Flushing, Queens is also how one would describe how Cole treated people in high school, because, you know, he was taking some gay kids and putting their heads in toilets.
So Jesse and Allie's big city home. Casey, Tegan, and Allie are talking about their Vegas trip. They're like, wow, remember the shotgun wedding? I was like, that could be a literal term on this show.
I know.
Remember the shotgun? I finally pulled the trigger.
It's literally like they actually will walk two shotguns down an aisle and marry them together.
Well, yeah. I always knew this shotgun. First time this shotgun met that shotgun, I knew they would always be together forever.
We inseminated this tiny shotgun. We inseminated this big mama's shotgun with a tiny shotgun. Now we're going to breed shotguns.
Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to grind up this shotgun, put it in a jar, and call it Shotgun Tallow. Okay, go sell it.
Now they haven't talked to Christy much. What is Christy gonna think when she finds out you had a surprise wedding and didn't invite Christy? What is gonna happen? Who's gonna tell Christy? And Casey's like, I'm not telling her nothing. I told my parents already. He's gonna have to do that with his own mom.
Yeah. So
okay, but she's your mom now too. So.
Yeah, she's your mom. Please don't make this the thing we have to wait all episode for. So then Christy comes over She comes over and Summer, they've like arranged this like zoo enclosure for Summer, which I was impressed by, actually. I'm not going to make fun of it. I was impressed. They had like a giant set of fences that somehow like enclosed like an ottoman and a coffee table, and Allie herself and Summer. They were just in this enormous pen. And
well, that's what happens when you live in a barn. They live in a literal barn. They're used to it. They, you know, like a barn dominium type thing, a barn demansion. What do you call that thing? It's huge. But yeah, it's like a city block enclosed so the baby can't just crawl off to the meat grinder or wherever, you know?
Well, don't forget, they were in the big city, so they had to make sure it didn't crawl off and get mugged. So yeah,
public education.
We don't want that baby to escape and wander into an old bomb pen.
God forbid that baby escape and hit up a library or something.
Don't fall into a manhole. So, life in the big city. Well, we'll be in Kansas City soon enough, I'm sure.
So they are nervous about Christy. And guess who's here?
Hi, guys. It's me, Christy.
With a latte taller than anyone in the room. She's just like a latte on a dolly. She's like, I'm really high.
It has a joystick, and you put quarters into the latte and you play Pac-Man. It's enormous. Yeah. So she comes in and she's like, hi, girls. How's everything going? She's like, so how's your trip? Was it fun? And then we see a montage of all the debauchery. And then we see 3 days earlier, Jesse just being a bad drunk on their first night, and Allie sending her race to that whole thing with their 10 days of intimacy. Like,
I think we had a good time the first time in a bed without a baby between us. You can imagine what would happen. We both had on 3-piece suits and turtlenecks. It was really, really sexy. It's like, well, have the bachelorette party, y'all. And Casey's like, I just don't know what to say because that's Cole's mom. And I just don't know how I'm going to tell her.
And so she just kind of stares off into space and shiftily looks around the room. And then everybody just stays really quiet. I mean, you don't have to make Christy feel like shit. You know, Christy's like, did I fart? Why is everybody treating me like this? Do I have something on my face?
Christy,
did somebody tell you guys I might be voting Democrat? Why is everybody looking at me like this?
She is one of the most passive people on Bravo. Like, you just see this as someone who just wants to know things or be informed about things. But I think she always is like, well, my feelings don't matter as long as the children are happy, which I guess you could say that's a good parent. But like, I just feel like she's just, you know, a boys will be boys kind of mom. And these are not boys per se, but like, they're clearly hiding something from her. And she's like, okay, well, I guess they don't want to tell me something. As usual.
Not in my family. This just would never fly in my family. It's like, what aren't you saying? I just took care of your fucking baby. For how long? And you're not going to tell me what you're saying? Go ahead. Tell me what you're saying. Just, okay, hand me that knife. Hand me that baby. I will kill this baby. Tell me. Tell me right now.
Yeah, exactly. So Christy's like, well, grandma needs to get going. I'm glad you guys had fun in Vegas. I feel like there was probably a lot left out, but I'm good with that. Okay, glad I drove all the way down from the farm to come here and for you guys to not tell me anything. That was really fun. Okay, enjoy the 64 gallons of latte I brought you. Bye.
Yeah, no kidding. Enjoy all the food and all the support I give you while you just sit there and not talk to me. Thanks. Yeah. And Tegan's like, I was scared someone was going to slip about the wedding. Oh, no.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
And then we go to Jesse and Steven, who are driving a trailer. And Steven Jr. is like, wow, these mini Highlands, they're going to take off for us. If you had your own herd and you sold 10 to 15 calves out of a year out of that little pasture, with 10 to 15 calves, you're doing the same profit that you're doing with all that tree work. 200 to 300 jobs. Just think about that. Just think about that. Would you rather be doing trees or would you rather be doing cows?
Yep. He's on to something So, America, if you're looking to have a small cow roaming around your house, Stephen, just reach out to Stephen McBee. He is the visionary who sees the next animal trend in America.
Yeah, he's really big into trends like the beef tallow, the miniature cows. He was really late. They could have had McBee Dynasty, like fidget spinners.
Yeah. Well, next season he'll start breeding strange-shaped raccoons. He's like, you thought Jimothy was cute. Wait to see the McBee Jimothys.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take the legs and the arms and the head of a raccoon and cut out the middle part and just start breeding that. Okay? We're going to breed them inside of Cole. Cole is going to carry them to term. We are going to make 18,000 more times than we would make in gardening projects.
I'm going to Cowboy Christmas and I'm bringing raccoon tallow. We're going to set it aflame.
There's a new market. It is raccoon tallow for miniature Highlands. Because miniature Highlands can get dry in the face. You have never seen a more gorgeous miniature Highland than when it has raccoon tallow on its face.
So, Stephen Jr. and Jesse are going to get some mini Highland cows from a local breeder because they're the cutest things you'd ever see. And they are, in fact, very cute. And we just see them feeding them, and they keep poking their head through the gates, which I'm like, enjoy that in your house, a head that's trying to poke at things all the time, a big cow head. Because, by the way, a miniature cow is still very big, I have to say. So he tells us.
It's still a cow. It smells. It's a cow. And they poop. You know, do you potty train a cow? I mean, I had a pig, as I've told you, and those are potty trainable very quickly. They're really smart. Are cows the same? Do you have the cow in your house? Does the cow just get up on your couch? Do I want one of these cows? Of course I do. Like, I'm sitting here bitching about the injustice of even breeding these things in the first place. But of course, the second I saw one, I was like,
God, I want one. I want one. They're cute, but you have to like literally live on a farm to have one. So he's like,
mini Highland cows have become this trending pet, the trending pet or animal to have. These things sell for a premium 10 to 15 times what a normal Angus calf sells for. And even if you don't have a big farm, if you have less than 1 acre in your backyard, you can have a mini Highland. They're great for anyone. If you have a fam, you feeling tired, feeling sad, get a mini Highland. You have someone that you love in your life now, get a mini Highland. Do you want to congratulate that special someone for graduating from the school that they just were in? Get a mini Highland! Mini Highland! Big, small, mini small. Now you can have a mini Highland of your own, okay? So have a big experience with a mini Highland called McBee Mini Highlands.
Yeah, it's a big gamble. And I'm going to have 6 figures put into these embryos with all the time, effort, actual embryo costs, having the vets out. I mean, there's a lot at stake here. No pun intended.
Okay. I was about to say.
So your family's broke. You're going to lose everything. You've just sold everything off, and now you're going to start breeding cows in Jesse's backyard. I can't. How is this even legal? So we see on the screen, $20,000 per Highland cow and $1,300 per Angus cow. Guys, it's a no-brainer.
I'm just double-checking. How much is a mini Highland cow? Let's see. We're seeing, I guess online I don't know if it costs as much as $20,000, between $2,000 and $10,000. And so it says, if you're looking for a quick number, this is from katievanslyke.net. So I don't know if Katie Van Slyke, she seems to have a lot of numbers. She seems to have a lot of authority on this subject. She says, if you're looking for a quick number, most mini Highland cows cost between $2,000 and $10,000. So already he's lying to us. Although she does have a stat that says, if you want to get a micro mini Highland, that's it's 5,000 to 15,000. So these are the most
micro mini cow. Now it's interesting because I love a micro mini cow, but if I am seeing a woman with the micro mini, I will call her a slut and I will not marry her. Do you understand me?
Do you want a micro mini Highland that's going to sit patiently while you journal from 4 to 6 a.m. every day? Then call McBee Family Farms.
These are not just any micro minis. These are micro minis that will journal with you and talk to you about memberships.
And remember, you do have the right to send that micro mini to the private school of your choice.
We will guarantee that these micro minis will not be above 5'8" and will have nothing but blonde hair.
And don't forget, before you journal from 4 to 6 a.m., you will also be journaling with your micro mini from 10 p.m. to midnight. That's right. Two back-to-back journaling sessions with a sleep in between.
Oh, I can't wait for the first rage text to a micro mini.
Who the hell do you think you are? Your hair is too dark, and I do not appreciate you hanging out with that other micro mini.
Okay, so they check out these very, very adorable miniature Highland cows, and their hair is all looking very nice. and in fact, they do say that like, you know, Steven says, they have such pretty coats. Do you blow dry their hair? And they're like, yeah, we actually do. And he's like, man, all right. Well, that's something that, you know, Allie and Casey can do, which first of all is so insulting to be like, okay, your ladies, your job is to give blowouts to cows.
Of course.
No. And also, like, I don't trust their blowouts. I'm sorry. I'm like not trusting Casey with a blowout.
Yeah.
Those cows are going to come out of there just wearing big sweatshirts.
Yeah. And one of the ladies like, well, you can go in there, but they're going to lick you to death.
Cows.
Who don't want to be covered in cow licks? They are taking over the world. So Steven's telling us we're going to use embryo transfers from Webb Cattle Company into our own mama cows. And that's going to be, it just sounds like Handmaid's Tale to me. It's like mini Highland Handmaid's Tale.
And I'm a Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, I don't like micro mini Handmaid's Tale. I don't like it.
I just think I'm not opposed to the idea of people breeding miniature Highlands. I just think the idea that these tiny cows are going to be the thing that saves this big farm is ludicrous. I mean, if it was like a tiny farm, like it was like, we have a little hobby farm that like we make goat milk out of and like some skin products, like the Beekman brothers or whatever in upstate New York. They have like a little cute thing that sells goods to like Brooklyn, fine. But like a proper agricultural farm in the Midwest that's like has millions of dollars of debt and be like, aha, it's going to be miniature cattle. And then this is the same guy who now wants to muscle in on Casey's actually promising tallow business. Come on.
Yeah. So they take some of these little cows and shove them in the car. And they're going to invest because daddy ain't here to say no now. And this could change everything. Like, wow. The man. Daddy's gone. And the first thing you do is go buy a bunch of micro mini cow toys.
That's... And then propose to them.
Will you marry me? I hate being the oldest one. Doesn't have a wife.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Look, there's a job for Casey and Allie and Blair and Summer whenever they get older. And we get everyone working on the farm. And it's going to be so good. It's a whole family thing. You in, Jesse? You in?
He's like, I got it. Me, it's pretty cute.
He's already predestined Blair to blow out mini Highlands for the rest of her life. Like, this God. Is her job. This is her maybe job.
Blair wants something else in her life. You know, have you ever considered what maybe Blair wants? For fuck's sake.
Please let Blair be a lesbian who goes off into corporate America. That's just all I want for her. Just to leave this world behind.
I just want Blair to come home one Christmas and be like, guys, I'm adding a syllable to my name. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Like, oh, my God. How am I supposed to spell her name?
What's her? She's like, I'm adding a syllable. It's an N. I've added an N. Blairn. Like, it's still one syllable, honey.
Damn it.
It's the curse of being Cole's daughter.
So, Allie, we see clips of Vegas again, and Steven's really worried about Allie. He's like, yeah, I was talking with Allie earlier, and I don't know. I'm struggling. And we see clips in Vegas, like I said, of them talking about their arguments over Steven's inability to have a direct conversation with Casey. Mm-hmm. That whole situation is so bizarre. And how did they just completely swipe over that situation? Why wasn't there a conversation with other Allie saying, Allie, why were you saying this relationship was inappropriate?
well, they were hanging out a lot. And it was kind of weird.
You guys can't drop something like that and then not follow up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is why this show drives me nuts. It's that it's like a poorly made show. It's like they just decided to give the interns a TV show to create. Yeah, so Allie,
Steven's like, well, you know, now she wants to take a step back from me, so she's going to Texas. So I'm moving to Texas.
You fucking stalker.
That's not taking. When she takes a, you guys are not dancing, okay? When she takes a step back, you don't take a step forward, okay? It means
she's stepping away slowly, like probably with a knife in her hand. Leave her alone.
But also, like, how ridiculous this is that, I mean, if we're supposed to take it on face value, very wide, chinny face value, the truth is that, like, the farm is, like, falling apart, and you're foisting this brand new cow endeavor on it, selling miniature cows, but then you're also just gonna skip town for a girl that you met like 2 months ago. None of it makes sense. I mean, it's either that this was like a storyline that they decided to put forward to make this show seem somewhat dramatic, or it's like you're just the worst possible administrator for this farm, which is probably the latter.
Well, Steven's never, I mean, ever since the beginning, they've always said Steven's never there. You know, so he's only really there to film and then pretend like he's in charge of everything. From what I'm getting from this show, everything they say on the show, especially Cole. Cole's always like, and then he comes in here, he wants to boss me around, but maybe he takes to boss me around because I'm the one who actually is here and I do all the work. You ever heard of soybeans?
So now 5 p.m. yesterday, we see Steven talking about his relationship with Christy. And he's like, sometimes slowing down feels like, and she's like you're ending it. He's like, yeah, it feels weird. I know. I get those emotions every time I get to the bottom third of my latte. It's like, oh, you get me, mama.
Let's see.
So Steven's like, married.
He's like, this is crazy. You know, I dreamt of a relationship and we're doing a complete 180. We went from getting married within a couple of months. Now she's moving back to Texas and moving in with her sister. It always hits me a little harder that I'm the oldest son and get to start a family. This is not the place I want to be at this point in my relationship.
That's not how it works. You don't just say I'm ready now and then come up with a template that you want and then just punch a card and then that, it's not an order. It's not a mini Highland cow.
Yeah, it's not. So Jesse is like, is Allie really set on living in Texas? Because I don't know exactly how that would work.
He's like, well, there'll be a lot to figure out.
It's like, well, I don't know if that's something that you guys will just have to test it and see if it's going to work at all. Yeah, Jesse, that's literally what's happening right now.
It's like, well,
that's how it works.
It's going to be what we have to do, because I can tell you, I did not plan on going backwards. You are the most pessimistic person without going forwards. I'm a little old to be going backwards, okay? I'll go sideways, sure, but not backwards. I don't go backwards. Guess what? If I have to back out of a parking spot, guess what I do? I go forwards. I drive right through that traffic median until I get to the right side of the road. That's just the way I do. I don't go backwards.
Casey and Cole's home. She's decorating the home for Blair's birthday. And everyone starts coming and they're like, oh my God, it's Blair. It's her birthday. And she's like, it's Blair's first birthday. And I feel like that was the fastest year of my life because it's also Cole's birthday. But sorry, Cole, Case, this birthday is going to be about Blair. And then so is the next one. And then so is the next one. And then so is the next one. And then so is the next clack scene. Jesus.
She's right. When she said it was the fastest year ever, it's because it took her that long to finish her sentence. It's like, what? A year already went by? So she's stressed. I'm a little stressed to see everybody today because no one knows that we got married. And Allie's like, so you're telling Christy today, right? How are you going to do it? It's like, it's Cole's choice. I told him. I think she'll be shocked, but I think she'll be happy. And I think you'll be able to say you got Blair's same last name is like really cute. Like, isn't that cute?
Like, yeah, it's great. It's a great time to take the McBee name, Casey. Great timing. Yeah, it's a big one because it's like, you know, Christy doesn't know that we're married.
it's Blair's birthday at the same time as Cole's birthday. And, uh-oh, I might be pregnant again.
So she's like, I think I need to take another test. And Allie's like, wait, how late were you last time? I don't know, a few days, but I'm 5 days late. Oh, no. So they go into the bathroom, and then she pees on the thing, and she's like, I can't look at it. Will you look at it, Allie? Here, hold this stick that has my pee-pee on it. Okay, tell me, what is it?
But I think we have to wait a couple minutes.
Yes, Allie. Other person who's had a baby. That's how that works. So they sit in there and wait, and Casey's like, this is going to be hard. Two babies at one time.
I think it's been a couple minutes now. Should I look at it? But what if we have a baby? Then we're going to have two babies. I got it. Oh. Want me to look at the stick yet? Yeah, but more than one baby's two babies. Unless it's three babies. What if we have 10 babies at one time? Oh, goddamn. You're pregnant. You're pregnant.
What? Stick's pregnant. What happens if Cole meets a magic frog and touches it and it turns him back into a baby? Then I got another baby. What then?
Wait a minute. I'm not sure. Is it supposed to be one stick or two sticks for pregnancy? What does this mean? It looks like it's just a big hole in a tree trunk. Oh, that means it's Cole's baby.
But it should be a small hole in a tree trunk. Oh, yeah, you're right. So she's pregnant.
It was an artistic representation.
She's pregnant. She's pregnant. Another McBee enters this world, and a little baby, future baby Tate, is now brewing inside of there. And they're like, oh my God, this is crazy. And guess who walks in the front door? It's Christy. So Christy comes in, and they're like, what are we going to do? I just found out I'm pregnant. And on top of that, she doesn't even know I'm married. And on top of that, she doesn't even know I accidentally erased all her Touched by an Angels that she had saved up on her DVR. What do I do?
If this family really wanted to make money, they would open a balloon factory. Because all... Did you see how many balloons were in this place for this birthday party? Listen, I get balloons, but why is everything this family... Everything this family does is so problematic. Like, do you need that many balloons? And you know they're just going to release them up into the air, and then dead birds are going to start falling from the sky. They're going to be like, wow, that's good luck, Kate. That's good luck, Blair. Look how many birds fell from the sky on your birthday. Hey, your mama might be pregnant. I'm going to do rabbit tests.
My pappy always said that if a Canadian goose... If a Canadian goose falls from the sky because it's asphyxiated on a balloon, that's a good sign for your baby.
Yeah. That's what we call liberal geese.
Hey, what's that stick with the equality sign on it?
That's a pregnancy test. Two lines. Oh, never mind.
Well, either way, get it out of my house. So everybody comes, they're all telling Blair happy birthday, even Galena's there, and Allie and Casey are walking into a conversation Christy's having, asking about the trip, and Allie, and Allie's running late, guys, but she's coming.
Do not worry about Allie, she's gonna be here.
And Casey, you know, doesn't know how they're all gonna do this. I don't know, it's like this show's like literally paint drying. So a lot of people just keep coming in, and Cole's like, I can't believe my baby girl's already 1 year old. Just seems like yesterday she was less than 1 year old.
It just just seems like I remember just last year hiring the helicopter and getting some AK-47s and shooting big little pellets out of them for the gender reveal. God, time flies.
So Allie comes and it's like, oh my God, hi everybody, is this your grandma? What a gorgeous creature, am I right everybody? So good, I would take a picture of you, but that's like content and you'll have to pay for that, so back the fuck up, meemaw, okay?
I have a finance degree. So Steven is, yeah, he introduces Allie to his grandma Sherry, and Sherry's like, oh wow, yeah, I've actually seen you on your social media pages. Wow. And this is Gary. I said, hi. And she's like, yeah, well, this one right here is a keeper. As in, I'm going to keep her. She's mine. Don't go anywhere else. You don't get to go to Texas. You're mine. I'm putting you in the cage. Okay. But she's a real keeper.
I'm not even going to call her a keeper. That's just too old fashioned. I'm going to call it a trapper. This one's a trapper.
You know, everyone's talking about, like, Steven and I getting married and, like, what our plans are. And I'm still wondering, like, what's Steven's favorite color? I mean, I also want to slow down and be realistic in the fact that we've only known each other for a couple of months. And I don't know what's next. But as far as I can tell, this is the season finale coming up. So then I get to go back to my normal life. Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to dump him yet, but the cameras are almost down, so we're getting pretty close.
And by the way, you know his favorite color. It's blonde. Duh. Do you even watch his show?
Seriously.
So now Christy announces that Blair is going to open up her presents. And Cole's like,
oh, my God, I can't even have fun because we didn't tell Mama nothing about getting married. When Mama knows we're going to get married, we're going to ruin Blair's birthday.
So you know what we're going to do? There's a good chance that Mama might get upset because this could have been a very important time for her and she was excluded from it and she could be like, you know, feel like embarrassed and humiliated and may have some sort of reaction. So we're just going to tell her in front of all these people. Okay. So exactly. Guess what? So Casey and I wanted to tell you something special for Blair's birthday and we decided that Casey would have the same last name as Blair. So while we were in Vegas, we got married on Thursday night.
Oh, are you lying? You gonna take that from your mother? You wouldn't take that from your mother, would you?
It's like, damn.
Hold her back there.
Hold her back. Hold me back. Some say love, it is an angel. Oh, God, I can't believe they do this.
You know I would have sang one of my greats at your wedding. YMCA. Won't you come into the YMCA?
Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the boogie. Why would you do this to your mother?
I like pina coladas. Getting out in the rain.
There is a time when the world must come together. Sometimes I get swept up in emotion. Just want to remind everyone about we are the world.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Hey, this is crazy. And I just met you. But here's my mini Holland cow. Call me maybe.
I got my driver's license.
I don't even know what that one is.
They announced that they are married and it's right before commercial. So it looks like Christy is pissed, but Christy always has a really pissed off look. And then she gets that teeth smile. So she's like,
oh, are y'all serious? Oh my gosh. I'm so happy.
It looks like Chrissy's going to be pissed, but it turns out she's fine. And hey, Blair also got her other gift. It's going to train her for life. A little mini blow dryer. It's really a sweet scene.
It's the prophecy. It's the prophecy. A song of blow drying and ice.
It's the song of lice and fire.
You are the prince that was meant to be.
So Christy, yeah, she does smile like she's about to go sell some popcorn on TV. And then, you know, she's like, wow, they got married. I don't know what's going to happen next. I realize I've lost control of my family. They didn't even tell me. Oh, wow. I'm smiling through the pain. Would it have been nice if I could have been included in this and seen my son get married? It would have been a very special time for his mother. Yes, but boys will be boys. So they get to do. I have to be okay with anything that they do. Okay, great. Great.
I mean, even Steven didn't tell me. And he usually can't keep a secret from me. So this is great. I think I'm losing control of my whole family. I love it. It feels great. It feels, I'm just so happy for you. Oh my God, let me see the pictures. Are you in a wedding dress? Wow, Cole, she got a wedding dress. So this was planned. So she planned a wedding with a wedding dress. This is so, I'm so happy for you.
It's like blood coming out of her eyes.
She's like, well, at least you guys got a nice ring. Oh, turquoise. That's great. So happy. I'm so glad you got a turquoise wedding ring.
Got it at the Cowboy Christmas.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just put back this heirloom I was going to give to you on your wedding day. I'll save this for, I guess, Brayden. You're going to get married, right? Okay.
Well, this is going to be great. You know what? They're going to have a wedding when Steve gets out. I'm so happy.
And Galina comes up to her and she's like, well, no, we have to plan reception, right? We are going to have a reception. I will be in charge of no masha reception.
Yeah. And at some point in the middle of this situation, someone pulls Christy aside and is like, don't worry. Galina was not at the wedding. Because last week we were like, this is so rude. Galina's there. She's in Vegas. They don't even invite her to the wedding. But I now, in retrospect, I'm like, oh, yeah, that would be kind of fucked up if Galina got to go to the wedding and Christy didn't. So
yeah, Christy sense. Would have been pissed. That's true.
Yeah.
So she's like, yeah, you know, Casey's already my daughter. And watching her just be such a good mama to Blair has just made me love her even more. I can't wait to give her more free babysitting while she completely ignores me and doesn't tell me what's happening in my son's life.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad that I gracefully stepped aside as for running their company at their wishes for them to repay me by not inviting me to their wedding. That's so great. That's great.
Feels good. Feels so good.
So Tessa's like, well, I'm just so proud of taking care of y'all and helping y'all these years. It's been a privilege.
I've been with the McBee family for a long, long time. Colder Bean still on his daddy's lap when I came to the farm. So to be here in this moment, you know, watching the kids grow up and still want me to share these special important moments with them, it means everything to me. I'm real happy.
Sorry, a big gulp of water. Yeah, poor Tessa. She just has to remind everybody every time. So remember me? I've been taking care of you since you were little boys, so...
Tessa's the only right. One
thanks
on the show
for not
like.
Inviting me as well.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm glad they invited Tessa to this because she's been, they took her away from the dribble door and they put her off in wherever, like,
oh, the gas. Oh, they took her off the gas. Remember, she was filling up the gas on the trucks.
Yeah. She
like,
loved
well,
that.
I guess I'll be the office manager now.
Yeah.
Do I miss filling up trucks with gas? I sure do. But you know what? I'll just do whatever these boys need me to do. They want me to get my hand off of the gas lever, then I'm going to do it because I just love these boys more than I love my life. I miss you, gas.
She loved filling gas up in those combines. I think she really did because she would just sit there in the garage and the guys would just come on by. They're like, well, Tessa, we need someone to fill up the gas. Oh, don't worry about that. I got you ready. Watch out for the dribble door. And then she's like, I ain't doing out there in the field.
How are those adorable little kids? You show me pictures of them little kids. You show them to me right now. You show them to me right now.
I do really like Tessa a lot.
You do. She's so sweet. She's just stuck in a fucking office now talking to staplers. There's nobody in there. Some big empty warehouse, you know? That's her heart.
Farm fulfillment facility. It's great. Well, what a wonderful family this is,
says Tessa and no one else. And so Casey is just like whatever. She's walking around. And then Christy... He's like,
well, I have to say Casey McBee. Wow, this is crazy.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Cole and Casey are in the bathroom because she's got something else to say. And Cole has an observation. He goes, this ring is kind of sticky from ice and I got to take it off and wash it.
It's sticky for
what? How are you eating your cake? Just Cole plunging his hand into the cake.
Oh, from icing. Yeah.
I'll take it off and wash it.
So Casey's like, well, You know, I'm stressed. How's Cole going to react? Ugh. I mean, it's Cole. It's the same way he reacts to anything. He's going to go, wow, what? No. Huh? Wow. So she gives him a little present, and that's what he does. There's a little wrapped thing in there. He's like, wait a minute. No. Wow. Huh? What? No way. I mean, I'm happy and everything, but gosh, we already weren't getting sleep or nothing.
Well, it's not like Jesus just like implanted this into you, like you're about to do with cows.
Have you ever watched your own show? Because that would really help you get more sleep. So Cole's like,
do a peacock binge of this shit. You'll be out like a light.
Uh-oh. I got some icing on the pregnancy test. Does that ruin it? Does that mean we're not having a baby anymore?
No,
you're Cole. Pregnant with the store-bought cake?
Wait a second. Wait a second. It says the results of your pregnancy test say Duncan Hines. What does that mean? Looks delicious. So,
oh gosh. So they're pregnant. Yeah, yeah, super exciting. And this was a good half hour of my life, just this pregnancy stick part. So then we go to Stephen Jr.'s and Allie's packing a carry-on. And it's very sad because Allie's leaving, guys. And Stephen's like, yeah, for me, long distance is the kiss of death in relationships. Yeah, I think restraining orders, long distance relationships.
Yeah, restraining orders, yeah. Screaming at your girlfriend and her family, also usually a kiss of death. So they get in this car and Allie says, this whole situation's like really tough for me because I love Steven and I care about him deeply. We've just had like a whirlwind of a few months and I just need a second to digest it all. Because like if cameras aren't rolling, do we even have a relationship? I don't know. Got to go back to Texas. So then he's like, are you even sad? She's like, yeah, I didn't even get to say goodbye to the chickens. He's like,
well, yeah, you didn't. Or you didn't even get to say goodbye to Todd.
She's like,
Todd's the pig.
I don't know.
We see a little
Todd the pig.
Todd.
Oh, Todd of the pig.
Todd's like.
And so then they drive off and Todd the pig's eating an apple.
Like, later, losers. Don't try and implant me with one more fucking thing. Okay.
So they're talking about how she feels going back. She's like, it's just like moving so quickly. It's like almost like survival mode. And it's like worrying me about, like, I hope my move back to Texas is going to like help us slow down a bit and like get to know each other and just like go through that normal dating phase that you go through where, you know, you're not really in the same location as somebody. And you're just waiting to see if they're picked up for another season. You know, it's just like a natural progression of a relationship.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, like there's something about this whole situation with Allie, you know, meeting Steven on Instagram and then just like flying out to go like meet him in person and then just like staying for all this time. It's all very like Sarah plain and tall. And I just feel like it's like weird. It's weird. I'm like very glad that she's going back to Texas.
What was the plot of Sarah Plain and Tall? Because all I remember is that it was Glenn Close in like a old school, like Mormon dress. Like, what do you call the super religious Mormon, like in the prairie dresses on the poster? Mm-hmm. And I thought that's such a mean title to give Glenn Close, like Sarah Plain and Tall. Like, geez.
Yeah, I seem to remember it's about like a farmer who like buys a wife or something, or like says, hey, I'm looking for a wife, will you be my wife? Or something like that. But it definitely, like, Steven definitely has that old school vibe of like,
well, it's time for me to have a wife, so gotta find one, bring him up here. Mm-hmm. They'll be my wife.
So, and it feels like she was sort of, it was just a weird cosplay I felt like they were kind of doing, and I think she just sort of snapped out of it, like, whoa, I thought I was coming up here to get laid. And he's like, oh, we're getting married. I'm going back to Texas. Oh,
no. No, I think I'm she came here Texas. For the show. I mean, just to get laid, she wouldn't have been here for this whole shooting time and then just happened to be leaving at the end.
Yeah.
No, she's a player too. But you know, why shouldn't she be? They all are. You know, she's like, okay, I can be on a reality show. What was it, last week or the week before? There were pictures of her out to lunch with Austin Kroll from Southern Charm. So, you know, she's making those TV rounds.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So,
good for her, bad for us.
Yeah. So he drops her off at the airport and it's awkward. They have like weird, strained conversation in the car because he's clearly upset. So they'll be like driving quietly and she'll say things like, hi. Hey, hi, how are you doing? I'm like, just leave. Just drop her off at the airport and leave. Let's never turn back.
Yeah, and he's upset because he feels like he's getting dumped. And he's like, wow, you know, it's just, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have started off so strong and heavy. Allie has her own career. She's traveling all the time. She's so in the moment, living in the present, that she forgets to call back home or talk to her family or talk to her friends. So I'm sitting here thinking, you're going to be in Texas. I'm just not going to hear from you. Is that the way it's going to go now? You're just not going to call me? Oh, really? We'll see how that turns out for you, Stagecoach Slut.
You think you just could go slut around the country to all these liberal cities while little cows are there, hair not blown out? We need you at the farm.
Yeah, but, you know, we talk about how Allie is clearly here for the show, but I think Steven is clearly with an influencer for that as well, you know, because he loves the fame, mm-hmm. too. So he's, you know, he met Calla on that millionaire dating show, like, marry a man with the tractor and $1 million or whatever that show was. So,
yeah.
Millionaire.
So they guess what? Now it's cold and snowy on the farm, and it's time to make the embryo transfer. We've seen a lot of in vitro stuff on Bravo, but this is a new one. So they've got to do it. It's a really cold day. It's a scary day to do it because they may not take because it's so cold, but this is their window to do it. So we watch them inseminate cows, and it's exciting for everyone who is there.
It's disturbing. It's so bad.
Tessa's there.
So they're all there. Jesse's there. Cole's there. And Steven's like, whose idea was this?
Of course, the day we decide to do embryo transfer and it's 2 degrees outside and 5 inches of snow on the ground. It's the coolest day of the year. Damn it. Alec freezes in the cold. We could have implanted her. Never leave. That's one way to keep Allie. We'll just start having her birth mini Highlands.
If we want the business side of Mini Highlands becoming truly profitable, we need a hell of a lot of them.
So Cole then ushers all the cows inside. He's like, giddy up, giddy up. And so they're all like, oh God, we're going inside just to get away from this idiot. So now they do all their insemination and Tessa's like,
well, those boys, I love them. And I'll do anything. If I have to give a cow an epidural, I will, because I'll do anything for those boys.
All right, it's an epidural. He's going to put a block on him, which is going to make him numb. Then I'm going to thaw the embryo. I'm giving it to him. He's just going to put it in.
What the fuck is this ER in the backyard? What are you guys doing? You can't do this.
I will be your father figure. Put your tiny embryo in mine.
So the cows are running towards, you know, they're running. Of course, they would.
I'm sorry. I can't. Can we just go to the next scene? I'm so sorry. I can't talk about
Thank you.
There's nothing more I can. I don't want. They stick it in the cows. So now we go to Christie's house.
Torturing cows for their, you know, for their fucking toys and financial gain. I fucking hate these people.
I'm not even upset about that part. I'm just more like, I'm just like, there's nothing left to say about this. So Christie's house and Steven and Christie are talking about Allie and the long distance relationship. And Steven's holding Blair. He's like, what do I do with this one? I don't understand. It's a baby. And Christie's like, okay, let me help. So she's like, so did you get Allie dropped off? He's like, I did. She's heading down to Nashville, which I thought she's going to Texas, but it's fine. And Christie's like, are you missing her already? Here, I got you a keg size of latte. That'll help your little broken heart. And she's like, yeah, it was harder than I thought it would be, mama.
Yeah, it was real hard, Mama. And this is the time to tell you, I think I'm going to be spending my time in Texas. And she's like, so you mean for maybe the winter? Or, well, maybe about half the time here, half the time there. I'm going to split the time. I mean, I don't know. How many halves are in there in a split? You know, whatever. It's a lot of time. A lot of time. I found a really nice property right outside Allie's window. I'm just going to stand there tapping on it like this, saying, open, 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 hoping her dad doesn't shoot me. Well, that sounds a little dangerous, honey. It's love, mother. It is called love.
Mama, do you have a trench coat and a boombox? I was kind of thinking about sitting outside our window playing some Peter Gabriel.
Well, I don't, but I do have a trench coat and Tessa. You could just stand out there and kind of hold Tessa up. She'll sing whatever you want to. She'll cry while she's doing it.
I would love to do that. I actually have an old boombox costume from Halloween 1987. I can just put that right on.
I've got a box dress. Okay, I'll do anything for them boys.
How's it go again? In your eyes. 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 Am I doing it right for you, Steven?
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know.
Every day is a winding road.
Well, for the last decade of my life, I put this farm and these businesses before anything else. And this is the first time I'm going to choose my personal life over the businesses.
That is not true. And I wish that we could have a little sidebar of Cole as he's saying all of this, because I just don't believe you for 10 years.
I'm finally going to go get a woman.
Well, there's also just something so obnoxious about like making all these mandates about what the farm has to be and then just saying, and now I'm going to put myself first and I'm not putting the farm first. Well, if you're not putting the farm first, then why are you calling the shots? Like, get out of here.
Exactly. Yeah. So he's telling Christy, and Christy's crying because she's,
that's my boy. That's my boy. I'm a boy mom. And it's terrible. It's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. This is Delilah coming in here to steal my boy. Steal my boy. Why don't you just cut his hair? Cut his hair and take his weakness.
I think nature's already doing that for Delilah. So then Jesse and we now go to Jesse and Allie's farmhouse. And it's undergoing a major overhaul, and which is exciting. And so Cole walks in, and
you know what you want from your man who doesn't know how to open a tractor door, to remodel your house by himself.
Yeah, seriously, I don't actually remember that there was an overhaul happening, but I'm not gonna lie. It was around this part of the episode that I literally fell asleep, and so then I had to like wake up again. And sometimes when that happens, I get a little hazy about the surrounding details. But yeah, I definitely dozed off during the scene. I'm not even lying. So Cole's
well,
like,
super important. It's very important to the plot. So,
yes.
You know, Jesse got laid in Vegas after being a drunk asshole to his wife. And so now he's happy. So he's going to remodel the house so that she'll want to spend more time at this house instead of the big city house. It's great. So then, they're talking about how Steven Jr. might be leaving. He's going to Texas. And Jesse's like, well, definitely, I guess at the time of it all, it's like new venture and Highlands. And obviously like, it's kind of crazy news. You're just going to run off and go live somewhere else. I mean, I might put a new load bearing something or other up there with this hammer.
Steven's like, well, I'm not ducking responsibilities. I'll still be handling everything, you know, that I handle now. I just won't physically be there.
And Jesse's like, well, all the other things that we've got going on, all the banks and the loans that are getting called and stuff, and that he needs to be here for that. It feels like a little bit selfish that he's just up and moving away. Not that I'm gonna say anything about it. So Steven's like,
well, I don't know. I just feel like everything's falling into place. And now is a good time for it. It's a great time for me to abandon the farm.
Yeah, but I knew this was probably gonna happen, you know. Like, it still sucks hearing it and stuff, but, like, you know, I'm worried about the farm, worried about the future, I'm worried about daddy, I'm worried about my kid, I'm worried about my new kid, I'm worried, what if I have another kid? I'm worried about all those birds that didn't fall from the sky. Let the balloons go, Casey! I gotta fix everything for him. And if Steven ain't gonna be 100% invested in this farm, I'm taking over, and that's it. That's the this and the that about it.
Yeah, so much to worry about in life. Like Takis. Are those like tacos, but they're just called Takis? I don't understand things.
So, Cole.
Are Takis immigrants? Think on it.
Takis? What? It's spelled with a K, but isn't taco spelled with a C? I don't know. I'm just confused about packaging these days.
Well, I didn't want to come drop this on you guys, but I wanted y'all to know where my thoughts are. And they are on freedom after being chained to this company for my entire life.
So now we go to Cole and Casey's house. And Casey's like, Cole, why won't the closet pull down work? I'm on a step stool. I don't know why. I missed that line last night, but there's something so sad about like Casey's announcement. I'm on a step stool. This is really,
well, they have one of those closets. Their house is so big and the walls are so tall that they have a closet where you have to get a stick to pull down the top bar so you can get the clothes from the top bar off. But guys, we've seen your clothes. Like, do you really need three full racks going up to the ceiling? It's the same Target cotton shirt on the bottom rack. Just wear that one.
How many generic sweatshirts do you need? So Steven is that's literally all the scene was that her pulled, she was on a step stool and the thing wouldn't come down. So now Steven goes, I thought that was going to be the end of the episode, but now we have Steven in the car with Jake.
I mean, it was pretty big. You should end on the bigger things. And Casey pulling down a closet rack was pretty huge. But, you know, you guys are running the show. You do it how you want.
Yeah, that's right. So now Steven and Jake go ring shopping because Jake is finally going to pop the question to Tegan. And so Jake is they're excited and he's like, I think it might be time. If not, it's getting close to time. I don't know. It's been 8 years. And so Steven's like, well, you're waiting about as long as Jesse has. So let's go in and see what they got for a ring. So they go into the Drennan jewelry store. I feel like this is like the Kyle Chan of of McBee Dynasty, this guy. They just come in here every episode.
Yeah. It's the Kyle Chan. And he's like, hey guys, welcome back to the Ring Factory. What do we got here? Okay, well, today we've had a baby birthday, a baby on the way, a marriage, another marriage, implanting cows with babies. Mm-hmm. Wow, this show's got every base covered. Do we want to get rings for the miniature cows? Okay. Are they gonna have babies in sin? What are we doing here? What are we doing?
Well, meanwhile, so Jake is there to look for a ring, but of course then Steven makes it about himself. So now Steven starts looking for a ring for Allie. And he's like,
Allie's like, you better not get me a lab-grown diamond. You know, she was married before. The one that she had before was like a $150,000 ring. So I want to get something bigger. Give me a $45 million ring. Daddy's going to pay for it. Okay. Mini Island cows will pay for this ring.
Wow. We're broke. Where we have no money and Cole's house is about to get taken away. I'm going to spend $150,000 on a ring. And I love Allie. It's like, this is moving too fast. I don't like how fast this is. Okay, here's the specifications of the ring I want. Exactly.
I know.
He pulls out a list. It's like, where is this one? He pulls it out at some point. We'll get to it in a minute, but it's like, do you have something that is 4/4 of an emerald and 3/4 of a dynamite and 2 stones on the side that center set and place over? Okay, Allie, you don't want to move too quickly, but it's like a page long of descriptions of the ring you want, and it must be over 150.
Come on. Do you have yellow gold emerald with no halo, no cushion ring with 2 stones on the side of the cuss header sound?
And you pointed this out already, but dude, why do you have to make this about yourself? This is Jake's moment. You know, let the man have his moment. for Christ's sake.
Exactly.
And then Jake's like, $150? That's like 5 years of my salary. What are you even doing here? These people are paying you $30,000 a year. Burn everything down, Jake. That's what I say.
Yeah, honestly, Jake's like, Steven obsesses harder over a girl he thinks he's in love with than he does taking selfies in the gym mirror. We all really like Ali, Steven. Don't scare this run away. It's too late.
We see a bunch of Steven's gym pictures when he said that, and I was cracking up that he's such a Sheena. Like, every pose he does is exactly the same, and he faces his face towards the same direction so he can always have the exact same good side. Wow. It's Sheena. It's a male Sheena at a farm.
Corner.
Jake is like, I mean, I thought when you went down to Texas, you was talking with the thought of asking her dad to marry. And Steven's like,
well, I just feel like I'm 31 now. And I'm not one where I'm like, Jesse, you know, like, we have to, like, wait 8 years. You know what? I go after what I want. I know what I want. I want Allie. I'll be perfect. We're going to journal together. Well, actually, she'll sleep, and I'll journal. Then she'll wake up, and then we'll talk about my journal, and then we'll do memberships and send our child to the private school of our choice. It's going to be great and wonderful.
And this poor guy is just like,
Do you have anything for about $30? I'll look at that one for...
For my engagement. And Steven's like, you know what? I think it's too soon. You're right. It's not time. Do you have diamond handcuffs that I could buy? Give me those.
So now we go back over.
His is like a crumpled little piece of foil on a garbage tie.
Yeah. Well, he can always have OnlyFans to get a better ring. And I encourage it. So then we go to the farm fulfillment center. Be a great plot twist. Farm fulfillment center, and Casey is she's working on the tallow. She's putting labels on jars. Cole comes over with Blair, and Casey's like, Steven and I still have not figured out a single thing about the tallow business, and Steven's been absent and hasn't really helped with anything since the last time we talked. So yeah, basically Steven is, he heard that there was money in it. He wanted to get involved, and then he found little cows, and now he's on to that one. So,
he found out that they're going to stand up and not give Allie 20%. So he's like, "Fuck you!" And then found something else to go do. So,
yeah.
So she's holding the baby and trying to put stickers on these fucking products. Okay, and she's like, "Cole, could you hold the baby?" Like,
you can't. You just do it at the same time.
No, she's working, bro. So then she hands him the baby. He's got her for 2 seconds, and then Steven calls like, "We need to talk in private. I do not want you talking in front of Blair, Casey." He's like, "Okay,
here's the baby."
She's like, "Okay, come here, big girl." Trying to put stickers on.
These are consumer facing products, and she's got to do it like while holding a baby. Meanwhile, all the labels are gonna be like askew.
Over them and shit. Girl, people are going to be wiping this stuff on their face. No offense, Blair, but you're a baby, and that's what babies are, snotty little goo factories.
Meanwhile, we know Cole can't handle those labels because he'll get icing on them somehow. So Steven's like,
the only labels Cole's into are for bathrooms. Probably.
The only label he's into is Forever 21 stains. Forever 21 stains. That's what his shirts look like. Get it, everyone. Get it. Heather DeBro, get over here. Thank you. So, Steven's like,
so Casey, he walks off into the warehouse. Like, Casey can't hear me. Can Blair hear me? Because I don't trust her. Okay, now listen here. They're calling in the loans and the land that your house is on. They're calling in the loans. Sorry, Cole, but we're broke. Okay. And I'm about to spend $150,000 at the ring store. So you're pretty fucked. We spent all the rest of the money getting embryos into cows that didn't consent to that. So sorry, gonna have to wrap it up here. Pack it up.
Yeah, I know you have your dream house, and I know it's literally a roof over your family's heads, but the money that we could have used to make sure your house would be secure for the future, I did spend on a diamond ring so I could love bomb Allie, a girl I've known for 8 weeks. And the rest of it I spent on a tiny, tiny cow that has hair that you guys will now have to blow dry since you don't have a house anymore. Okay, have a great day.
Because, like, what? Why is everything happening to me? Why is the government coming after us like this? I just don't get it. When are things going to turn around for the McBees?
When's it going to... Oh, us poor, very wealthy people buying diamond rings here and there and investigating novelty cattle. When are things going to turn around for us poor folks?
And that is the McBee dynasty. So, God, I'm praying that next week is the season finale.
It allegedly
is. You told me it was. I will believe you. But if it's not, it will be our season finale either way. But everybody, thank you so much for being here. Always fun talking about this idiotic show. We will talk to you next time. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our Palliger. It's Karen Gallagher.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house. It's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy. It's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP. It's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.